Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the mothership. AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. Jim'sblog.biz is my blog. Or if you just go to the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find all that stuff there. Don't forget to check out our blog, and also don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's all over all of our websites. And he's got his own website, of course, too. Jeffrey, give it to us, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. And Jeff, how do you tell us about following you on Twitter? Twitter is something you and I have talked a lot about, and I'm curious about how you tell, how you say to people, follow me on Twitter. Why do you, can you explain that whole introduction, that whole request when to follow me on Twitter, that kind of thing?
Twitter is...
I've never said to anybody, follow me on Twitter.
Twitter is a social media service that, and it's TWITTER.com. And Twitter is a social media service that, you know, walks that fine line between self-adulation and self-aggrandizement and serving other people. Mm-hmm.
Twitter, and there's a little bit of both of that.
And there's a little bit of both.
And some people do one, some people do the other, and some people do both.
Right. I mean, at the top of Twitter it says, what are you doing? Okay, and so you, in 140 characters or less, and it's free to join and free to subscribe and free to follow. So in 140 characters or less, you type, ostensibly you type what you are doing at that moment. Some people have taken it literally and said, I'm going to sleep, I'm taking a walk, I'm walking the dog, I'm writing the next, you know, great American novel.
Which I don't care about.
Which I don't care about, because if I'm going to subscribe to Jim Blasingame's Twitter feed, twitter.com/JimBlasingame,
right.
If I'm going to subscribe to that, I want to know what Jim is thinking, not what Jim is necessarily doing, unless what he is doing is epiphonic or, you know, an epiphany or aha moment in its own right. So I try and avoid things. My latest Twitter feed, for example, was it's twitter.com/chiefhomeoffice, because you can only have 15 characters, so it's not chief home officer. But I said, you know, chief home office is inspired by Marley and Me. The movie came out yesterday, and we saw it last night. Read the book in 06, saw the movie last night, 2.5 stars. A fellow columnist, Grogan is a model for journalists. There's a little message there, where this guy took his life and his columns and turned it into a book, and which became a runaway success. Now, wasn't crazy about the movie, but the point is that he has become a model for people out there trying to, who may want to write about a dog, write about their life, whatever, and it's something that I'm in the midst of doing for myself as well. But I went to a movie last night. No, I don't know that anyone really cares, but there's a little opinion in there that I hope that people can take away. And, you know, some stuff is exactly, you know, later tweeps, I'm out of here to go to a movie.
Well, what you thought about the movie was information.
Right.
Because if I follow you enough to know that, you know, that you and I think alike 67.3% of the time, then I'm going to take, that's more than half, and so I'm going to take your opinion as a reviewer. If you're following me and we're both following each other, we're looking for that kind of information. And that's one of the things that Twitter does. But how do you tell me what you say to if you're a business and you're doing something on Twitter? How does a small business use Twitter?
You use Twitter in several ways. First off, you use Twitter to establish a brand or persona online. Secondly, you use Twitter to, meaning you have your Twitter feed. You can put it on your business card. You can put it on the signature file at the bottom of your outbound email. So mine says, what the heck is Jay-Z thinking? And then twitter.com/chiefhomeoffice. On every email that leaves my home, it has that on there, and it's a hyperlink so people can click on it. It's on my website. So it has a little Twitter. You can embed a little box that carries your Twitter feed so that people can scroll through and see all your recent Twitter feeds. It is a brand-building exercise. No matter what Jim or Jeff think about the value of Twitter and how other people use it, it's a brand-building exercise. It's also a way to follow people who you admire or are like-minded to the way you think. It's also a way to follow people who are competitors to you.
Isn't the segmentation, parameter, the segmentation is the best way to say, of how people use it, isn't that going to happen? In other words, aren't people going to gravitate towards people that they, all they got to do is find the people that they like and leave the other people alone? If somebody's spamming on Twitter, basically, you can avoid them, right?
You can always unfollow.
If somebody is doing a good job, then you can stay with them. You can do more business with them. So folks, the thing about Twitter is, you and I can't deny it, Jeff. I mean, it's becoming very powerful, and it's an element of the new social media applications that small businesses need to know more about, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, you made a quick comment, just quickly in sum. You made a comment about those who you like. If I like Jim's Twitter feeds, I forward them in my own feeds.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't like them, I ignore them. I can always unfollow somebody.
Yeah.
So it is social media, and whether we like it or not, it is tomorrow. It is today.
And that's Twitter/Chief Home Office, right?
Right.
And chiefhomeofficer.com is the website and the blog, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Happy holidays. Thank you for having me, Jim.
Happy New Year to you. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.